Last year, we reported on the problem of space junk. Over time, many unused spacecraft have hit each other far above the Earth. Big pieces break into thousands of small pieces. Sometimes they fall back into the atmosphere and burn up. But when they do not, it creates big problems. Scientists fear that if something is not done to remove these objects, it may soon become too dangerous to send people and machines into space. There is a large chance that they might crash into some of this junk. So that is why the Swiss researchers are developing the new device.
Clean Space One is not really a vacuum cleaner. It will not be used to take away space junk. But scientists plan to move it close to an old satellite that is no longer being used. Then a claw-like instrument will seize the satellite and force it back through the atmosphere. There, the satellite will be destroyed by the heat of friction with the air. Researchers say that all they need to do is to slow down the speed of some of these unwanted objects. Once these items begin to move more slowly, they will fall back to Earth. There is little chance that they will fall through the atmosphere and harm the people or things below. Some space junk has returned to Earth, but it usually causes no harm as it falls into the ocean.
The American Space Agency, NASA, and scientific organizations in other countries know that space junk is a serious problem. They are tracking the movement of over 20,000 unwanted items circling the Earth. Some people have suggested using lasers to push the items into a lower and slower orbit. NASA recently gave money to a South Carolina company that hopes to make a device called EDI. That is the short name for Electrodynamic Debris Eliminator. EDI would work like the Swiss space cleaner, but it would use a net to catch an old satellite like a fish before sending it back through the atmosphere.